This is the Jacksonites Cobras Locker Room Chat here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. It's brought to you by Rockirk's Body Shop, C&D Food Mart Williams Company, and Farm Bureau Rob Wareham. Johnny Kane here with you. Joining me now, Caleb Wick, head coach of the Cobras. And, well, coach, you have a really good win last week. Go on the road at Horton. You win 48-7, a dominant outing for your guys. Huge night for your quarterback, Jason Bosley, and also Grant Ammon. Grant Ammon had four touchdown catches. Jason had six touchdown passes. So, overall, it just seemed like everything was clicking on all cylinders there on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, we started out fast. You know, that was really the coaches during pregame and everything, we really harped on starting fast and getting out early, and we definitely proved that on Friday night. And, you know, the type of defense that Horton was showing us, we were able to go over the top quite a bit there in the first half. And, you know, Jason and Grant have been working a lot during the summer and with 7-on-7 and just working one-on-one with route recognition and, you know, timing, and it definitely showed on Friday night.
And I know you talked about that week one win over Oskaloosa, how although it was a big win, there were several things that you didn't like from your guys as far as drops, penalties, and things like that. Do you feel like your guys did a pretty good job of correcting those mistakes there against Horton?
I do. I feel like we played better. You know, Grant had two drops, I think, one for sure, but overall he was definitely sure-handed. And we got to get Jude on the board a little bit more with a couple of receptions. And, you know, Silas had a reception for a touchdown too, so that's always good to see. And I thought our offensive line played well. You know, we saw a four front, we saw a five front, we saw a three front against Horton, and they were able to, you know, run everything and, you know, be in sync. And, you know, we could have had a bunch of rushing yards. We just decided we were going to pass the ball with the look that we were getting. But I also think that Wyatt and Alex ran hard when they got the opportunity.
And talking about your defense as well, you only give up 7 points there to Horton, only 6 to Oskaloosa the week before. I noticed your defense there on Friday night. They really seem to fly to the football. Are they pretty much playing right as you want them right now heading into this week 3 matchup?
Yeah, you know, we're playing as a unit. We're reading our keys, and, you know, that what I just said, you know, reading our keys, that's going to be very, very crucial on Friday playing against Centralia. But overall, I thought, especially in the first half when our varsity got most of the reps, I thought they did very good against Horton.
Yeah, talking about that matchup coming up on Friday, a big one against Centralia, and we'll talk about that when we come back here on the Jacksonites Cobras Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Jacksonites Cobras Locker Room Chat. We're talking with head coach Caleb Wick. And, well, coach, big one coming up on Friday night. You're going to go on the road to Centralia. Obviously, Centralia is a very, very tough team to play. They are so disciplined. So what do you look at here with this matchup with the Panthers?
You know, he's got to be good in all 3 phases of the game, defense, offense, and special teams. And, you know, if you do one of those things wrong, they'll pounce on it and they'll capitalize on it. And they've always been like that. They've always been very, very fundamental, and they run their stuff correctly, and they're very, very well coached and versed on what they do. And, you know, here on Friday, hopefully we can come out there and we can execute. But, you know, it's going to be a big game, but it's just another game. You know, 3rd game of the year, so we're still worrying about ourselves, you know, worrying about gelling on the offensive line, worrying about running correct routes, you know, blocking the right person. But overall, I think it's going to be an exciting game.
And is this the best case scenario, at least for you as a coach going into this game, just the simple fact of you're really going to see how your guys respond going up against a big-time opponent like Centralia that obviously I know the last couple of years have been tough, but, you know, when you look at this game, it's a big opponent. So is that perfect in a sense that you're really going to find out what you have in this team?
Yeah, you know, going into the year, we knew they were starting out with Rossville, the defending state champions, and, you know, watching them on film, they are exceptional again, and I thought Centralia held their own through the game. I know the score might not indicate that, but they played very, very well. And then this week against Troy, Troy's much, much improved, and they, you know, were in a dogfight and had to play a full game. So I'm a little worried about us playing a full game because through these first 2 games, we really haven't played a full football game yet, so we'll definitely see where our conditioning is at as well.
So what's the biggest thing you're wanting to see from your guys going into this game? Because I know, obviously, you know, there's just week 3 of the season, but it is a big game overall. So when you look at it, what is the biggest thing you need to see?
I think just mentally tough. You know, in a football game, especially a football game like this, when you have 2 great football teams going against each other, there's going to be those ebb and flows of momentum shifts. So I'm really looking at, you know, when maybe something's not going right or when maybe something's going great, don't get too high and don't get too low. And so that's going to be a thing that I'm really gauging on this week is just how mentally tough we are, especially going into the 4th quarter.
Well, coach, with that, thank you for taking the time. As always, again, congrats on the 2-0 start to the year, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much.
All right, coach, thank you. Caleb Wick, head coach of the Jacksonites Cobras, joining us on our Locker Room Chats, brought to you by Ron Kirk's Body Shop, C&D Food Mart Williams Company, and Farm Bureau Rob Wareham here on FM 103.9 at KNZA.